views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And it is Valentine's Day almost in a couple of days. And yeah, for all of you who are in love, congratulations. For all of you who are not, our heart goes out to you. But just know that we love you unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
No doubt about it. We 100% love you. We don't know if we like you, but we love you.
We love you. And let me tell you something. If you're not with someone and you have a family, treat that day as a token of your love to them.
An appreciation. And love and appreciation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. A flower to your mom, a box of candy, or just a little something. Anything. Anything is wonderful. A card. Perfect.
You want to know something? I had a very interesting reading with somebody who is having, I'm not going to mention names or whatever, who is having a very difficult time with her emotions, with her family members. And she had a hard time appreciating what she had. And I explained to her, I went into a past life with her, and it turns out that she was a queen in a previous life, and she was used to getting everything she wanted.
Wow.
And she carried that same personality into this life.
Yes.
And being very, very, you know, demanding and wanting what she wants. Although I told her in a previous life, you know, you were able to get everything that you want because you were born into royalty. Everybody was afraid of you. No one was challenging you, but they were all fearful of you. You know, it's much better to be able to have people do things for you because they love you and appreciate you rather than commanding and being out of fear. And so what happened was I explained to her that, again, she was a queen. And I said, in this life, you're not going to get everything that you want in the way that you want. You can get what you want, but now it's got to come with a form of respect. But now you no longer have that same power that you once had.
Right.
But now you have to earn that respect from everybody. So with her having all these problems and issues, with her parents and with her family members, I said to her, write down everything that you appreciate in life. And she said, why am I doing this? I said, just do it, please. I am the psychic therapist, so just listen to me. And so she wrote down everything that she was very grateful for. And I said to her, now I want you to write a eulogy of your mother. And she did. And I said, now I want you to write a eulogy of your father. And I want you to, as if you are never going to see him again. Your parents have died. They're no longer there. And I want you to express from your heart what you appreciate, what they did for you, what you appreciate about them, their good qualities, whatever. But right now you want to share with the world all their positive attributes. And she allowed me to read it.
That's
and
beautiful.
It was really, really beautiful.
Fabulous way to make that come across.
And I said to her, I said, every single time you get angry with your parents or whatever, I said, or you're feeling a lack of in life, I said, you need to read those eulogies and you need to read what you are very thankful for in life, for what you have, meaning her friends, her family, her health, her grades. I mean, she's a very good looking girl too.
Yeah.
And her mother said that she has just changed literally overnight.
She's
just been very caring and giving. And I just love this girl to death. I mean, every time I look at her, when she was doing it, even though, you know, she was having her issues with her family and she has a flip side to her personality, I just kept on seeing the beauty within inside her, not just her exterior, but as a person. Yeah. I was looking at that little girl inside her, because everybody has that soft spot.
Yes.
It's a matter of trying to find the beauty within each person. And everybody has their positive attribute about them. And it's about nurturing them, you know, and sometimes.
Sometimes we lose focus.
Exactly. And it's about just showing appreciation for that person and their positive attributes, and to help that person see the positive within them so that they could see that you do love them and that you're not just yelling at them for their negativity or yelling at them because they're doing wrong. You know, everybody has a positive trait about them, but I had a vision of what was to be before I met with her.
Really?
Or what I thought was going to be. I visualized all these things happening, and it happened just as I saw it, as I hoped and anticipated, and it came out perfectly. And you know, the mother was like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Artie, you got to help." I said, "I got this one." I said, "Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be perfectly fine." And it really worked out. I am the psychic therapist of all.
That's so good. And it's good to, you know, we all should listen to that. And we all should take heed by that, because sometimes when we're having difficulties with people in our families, our spouses, our sisters and brothers, our mothers and fathers, our children, we should really remember their good and positive qualities.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll see that they override any negative. If you love them, everything will just be fine.
Yeah, and you just got to keep on pouring love into somebody, even if they're having a really difficult time. Now, while they're away from you, all right, or while they're sleeping, if somebody
no.
– yeah, take the bat when they're not looking. Say, "I love you to death." There you go.
I'm only kidding. You got to know that. I love you guys out there.
So, but the thing is like when you're just pouring love into them, even on a subconscious level, you just keep sending love to them, keep sending love to them. Thank you. You know, ask for assistance from the angels, from the Holy Spirit, from God, Jesus, whoever you want to pray to, and just say thank you for pouring their heart and body with all your love to let them know that they're loved and that they're good people. Thank you for helping them see it within themselves.
Oh.
And you just beam it into them. You beam it into them.
Yes.
Even if they're not looking at you and they're in a different room and you could see them, and you're just pouring all this love. But if you're pouring all your anger and frustration and negativity into
that's exactly
what you're getting. And you're not being disappointed, because what you're anticipating is the worst to happen. And so God is giving you, and the angels are giving you exactly what your thoughts are.
Exactly.
So you need to train yourself to think more positive, so that if you're nurturing the flowers, if you're nurturing your crops with good soil, with good water, with proper sun, with all the good light, then it is going to grow. But if you keep on keeping it in the darkness because you're so angry and frustrated because it's not giving you enough, then you need to start to do something. You need to start do something about it to see them from a more positive light, or to get it with inside your heart to be able to see a positive light. And if they're still in the moment extremely disrespectful to you in the moment, and it's still too overwhelming and you don't have time and patience for it, which if you do, great, because it is going to work itself out. But then you're just going to have to block them out, unfortunately. If people or circumstances are totally disrespecting you, then you need to make the strong choice to block these people and situations out of your life, because that means you're loving yourself and respecting yourself. If you keep taking it, well, then guess what? You're not setting a precedent. You're not setting out strong enough boundaries for your space and place, for your home, for your life. And so therefore, people are following your lead within your life about you. And so when you set that precedent, the people who really love you will follow your lead and will respect you in the way you respect yourself. Or the people who are destructive regardless, these are the people who are dead battery. That's how they view themselves, and they're not going to treat you any different or any better.
It's true.
And so you need to do something about it within your life. Well, I'm giving them all the love, and I'm giving them all this, and they're still doing this, and they're still doing that. Well, then you're not showing tough love, And that's what it takes. And people don't like confrontations. It sucks. Dealing with confrontation really sucks, but sometimes that's what it takes. But you got to set a precedent. And if you keep on giving to everybody in their ways, in their means, all right, and you're still trying to keep up, and you're keeping up their expectations, but they're not giving to you, well, then of course you have no leverage. It's not until you stop giving the other person what they want or what they expect. As soon as you stop giving in the way that they want from you, when you stop it, then you start going to make a change in their life because you give them no choice.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that you need to respect yourself.
Yes. And with that, we are going to go to a commercial, folks. And I just want to give you the number to call again to the studio. It's 800-930-2819. And Artie, your number is for a reading?
Well, that was the station, but
yes,
yeah.
That's what I said.
So if you want to call in for a mini reading, my number, personal number is 877. No, my personal number is 900. Ooh, baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby.
But then my professional number is 877-ANGEL-02.
And
Sky.
Mine is 908-500-1474. So we will be back after this wonderful station identification and commercial.
A commercial break. She keeps talking and talking. We'll see you later.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the world's a sadness call. you can't get what you need. You feel like taking a toast to it all.
Welcome back, everyone, to another wonderful day with Artie and Sky. Don't be shy. Give us a call.
We're so happy for you. You're listening to us. You're spending quality time with us.
It's quality time together.
That's right, with Artie and Sky on Valentine's. We're right around the corner from Valentine's.
Yes.
So go ahead. So right now we have a wonderful person. Her name's Laura. Is she still on? Laura, are you there? Laura, are you not there?
Artie?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah,
we
hear you. All of America and Canada and all the other countries, we hear you.
We hear you, baby.
I feel like Dr. Fraser Crane. I could hear you.
Oh, okay.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I just was listening to you guys and I decided to call in and just wanted to know, it's been a long time since I've been in a relationship. And I was just wondering if you, could see anything as far as like future relationships or something.
Well, I wanted to tell you something, Laura. As soon as I read your name come up, I got a really bad pain in the back of my head. Are you having any issues with your head?
No.
I want you to make sure, because this is very important. I never, ever get this unless there's an issue coming up. So check to see if maybe a sinus infection is going to come, or get yourself a CAT scan of the back of your head.
Just go for a checkup.
Yeah, please go for a checkup. Do you have any problems with blood clots or anything like that?
No.
Good. Do you have cholesterol or anything like that?
No, I'm pretty healthy.
Good. Well, get your head checked. I know it sounds weird, but please do this, because I'm never wrong. When I get this type of a pain, I know that there's something coming, either a sinus infection or worse.
Hold on a second. I just want to reiterate something what you just said, because sometimes it can be misleading to the public.
Oh.
When you say you're never wrong, you mean you're never wrong when you get visions this way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's not that we're not ever right, that we're
all
the time. But it's just there are times when people like myself and Sky, when we get visions in a certain way, when they're delivered in a certain way, we could say, when I get this, we're very rarely wrong. We're usually right on the money.
Yes.
But as far as us or any other really good psychic,
we're
not always 100%. But I do tell people that when we're giving you words of warning, please take heed. And I got to share with you a very incredible story.
And I want to tell you something even further. And I can actually feel that pain going to the front of my face. So I'm going to say to you,
it's the beginning of
it. Yes. I believe you're going to have a really bad sinus infection.
But we don't wish this upon
you. No,
of course
not.
This upon you. So
it's something that I'm feeling.
So she's just saying to check it out.
Yeah, just check it out. Please don't take it in the negative context.
I will definitely check it out.
Positive affirmation to keep you well.
I want to share this experience that just happened. Then we're going to talk about your future Gucci Papa. But I did a reading a few weeks ago when I was at Ocean County College in Toms River, New Jersey. And I told this one girl, actually this was a couple months ago, I told this one girl, I said, you need to get your car winterized and you need to make sure that, it's properly checked out. I said, otherwise you're going to experience some major problems. And she goes, well, my car's running fine now. Like, all right. It's like, all right. She just took it with a grain of salt. And then she came into work like hysterical. And my friend said to her, what's the matter? She goes, oh, you're damn Artie. She goes, what are you talking about? She goes, I just brought my car into the mechanic because the engine overseased. And he said, it's going to cost me $5,000 to get it fixed. And she goes, he told me that I needed to do the proper, cleansing with maintenance, so that I wouldn't have any issues, and I didn't listen, and now it's costing me $5,000. And the mechanic says it's not even worth it with your car. So when she says something like that, it's just a preventative. And I've said this okay. before with, and not that we're doctors, we're not, but we get these intuitive feelings or insights. And so it's only to your benefit to take an ounce of prevention rather than dealing with a pound of cure.
Right. And we're not meaning to apologize for our intuition either.
No, not at all.
It's just something that the gift that God's given. And when I did see your name and I heard your name, I felt immediately from my spirit guides that I needed to get out in the open, that you needed to check yourself, because I did get this very strong pain and it did radiate to the front of my face.
So I want to shift gears a little bit now, from your nose to your love life or your head to your love life.
Your head to your heart.
What I'm getting now, as far as the vision of what I see, you're going to end up meeting somebody who's actually more on the shy side. And I see you slowly giving somebody confidence who doesn't have that confidence within themselves. And you're going to look at them and say, I cannot believe that a person like you isn't more confident or has more friends than what you allow yourself to have. And this person is very humbled within himself, and he's a very low key within himself. And I see you slowly taking this person out of his shell, and it's almost like, I will be your teacher, you know, but you're going to be attracted to him. There's something about his humbleness or his kindness, his softness that you're going to be attracted to. And he's going to appreciate you because you're a very kind and sweet and patient person yourself. And slowly it's going to manifest into an all out relationship.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, I feel like it's probably going to happen. I keep on hearing the month of May. All right. June the latest. Okay. But I feel like it's going to happen sooner than later where you're going to meet him. So I just got to meditate for a moment to see where you're
going
to meet him.
I'm also feeling as though you're not going out enough. You're not putting yourself out there enough. You need to be able to put yourself out there to get, you know, to meet people. Are you going out?
I go out. I, you know, usually just go out with friends. I go, you know, to see shows and stuff, but I don't go out like specifically looking to find somebody.
Right. Yeah. So you're actually not going out.
Well, no, she's going to, it's just that you're not putting yourself you're not putting yourself in a position to be available to be had by anybody else, because all your energy, which is fine, which is totally fine. When you're with your friends, you want to spend time and energy with your friends, you know, and you know, you don't want your friends to look at you and say, oh, there goes that Laura girl, that little hoa. There she goes, flat leaving us just to be with somebody. I'm just joking.
You need to put yourself in a position where you're going to not only go out with your girlfriends, but there's going to be males around too. And you put yourself, I don't say put yourself out there like a piece of meat, but have an opportunity to be able to meet a man, you know?
What I see is a two, you know, it sounds kinky, but I don't mean it like that. There's going to be like a Canadian doubles where there's two against one. So either you're going to be with one friend and you happen to meet this fella, or he's going to be with his friend or somebody and you're going to be by yourself. But I see a two for one situation where you happen to meet under those terms. And it's going to be very comfortable situations. And you're going to hear them mention, or there's going to be some kind of a mention, believe it or not, about vegetables or about gardening or about farming. But I'm hearing this kind of a conversation going on somehow, some way.
And Laura, you know what? Not to get back to what I said, but have your eyes checked also.
Oh, okay. Well, I do need new glasses.
Okay, then that's probably what I'm feeling, because the pain is going like from where the eye would be directly to the back into the front. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm feeling. It's either.
So that's what it could be.
Yeah,
it could be exactly what it is. So the thing is that if your eyes are a little blurry, you know, a lot of people do get headaches.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, a headache because the eyes are not properly focused.
Right.
So that's what causes migraines and all kinds of other issues.
Yeah, so just get your eyes checked. I think that's actually the problem. And and or watch out, take some vitamin C just to prevent any kind of sinus problems.
And what I would say is just take two aspirins and call me in the morning.
Take two meatballs and call us in the morning.
Yeah, but seriously, just, you know, do that. Do that for yourself and chill out. But like I said, a situation's going to happen where, you know, you're going to be on your own or you're going to be with just one friend. And it's under those circumstances where it'll happen. Like I said, he's kind of a little more on the shy side.
You know what I see for her too? I see when she finally starts, when this occurs, it's going to go like a freight train.
What do you mean?
In other words, when she finally meets this guy, their relationship is going to blossom like a rosebud very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that because he's kind of like in the same position that you're in.
Yeah, it's going to be like an epiphany for both of you. Oh, my God, where have you both been hanging out? You know, I've been looking for you my whole life.
So you guys are going to fill each other's void in a sense.
Yes.
But it's all good. So don't worry about it. You're not missing the boat. Okay?
You're not. And I also feel like Artie said that this guy, I think this guy has lost a spouse. I feel like this man has lost a spouse. So, you know, if that occurs, just be very obliging to listen and very comforting.
I think she not naturally would. She has that type of personality.
She does. However, you know, when you're in a new relationship, that's something that you really don't want to talk about. But it's good, too, because it gets things clearing out of the way. But thank you very much for calling us. And
thank you so much.
Take care, Laura.
Thanks, Artie. All right.
My pleasure, sweetheart.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Stick around. We still have another half hour of fun with Artie and Sky. So hang out because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Well, there's two. This old hotel and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody living inside. Gonna pull in the shutters on this heart of
tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers. You know, for those of you who are hurting in relationships and whether it be a breakup or you're going through some really rough patches, I highly, 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 strongly recommend you stay away from sad songs because it's only going to make you more depressed. And try to stay more with upbeat songs, but listening to loving songs also could also make you depressed because you're thinking about, you know, oh my God, this is how I want to feel and I don't feel like that. But again, you know, listening to sad songs or songs of I want to kill him, I want to kill her or whatever. So, you know, try to pick more like in the midstream of more upbeat songs. And you want to know something? The happiest, and I mentioned this in a previous show before.
Yeah.
The happiest beat me up song.
Yeah.
The happiest beat me up song.
Oh, I remember that.
Which one is it? Do you remember?
I forgot the name of it, but I do. It's by Brian Adams.
No. It's the one where, what is it? I need you. Sugar pie.
Oh, yeah.
Build me up, buttercup.
Build me up, buttercup.
Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
Well, we're never going to get rich singing.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, but when you listen to the words of those songs, and people, when they did, I need you, you know, and then they just said,
beat me up.
You know, it's like it is. It's a beat me up. It's a happy, happy beat me up song. It really is.
And that goes to show you that people don't hardly listen to lyrics. They'll memorize them, but they don't listen to them.
Yeah, sometimes the lyrics are so powerful that, you know, the music, they go by the past the music. But sometimes the tunes are so damn catchy.
Yes, yes.
That, you know, it's like that one song, and I know a bunch of you are going to know which one. You know, I crashed my car. I like it. You know, that girl who's singing the song, you know, and everyone's dancing about, yeah, I crashed my car into a bridge. I like it. I don't care. Are you serious? And they actually made it a number one hit at some point.
So
it kills me.
Do you hear some of that, what do you call that music? I call it monster music.
Grunge. Grunge
that
music.
That stuff that they growl.
Yeah, that's I don't
so
get it.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
My daughter Vanessa loves that.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, I can't stand it. You know, with the dirty words, the dirty words and
Nickelback and
Some of the songs of Nickelback I really like a lot.
So do I. But that's on like the verge of that growling kind of stuff.
Ow.
Yeah. Not like I like that. Not like a pussy cat. Like a beast from under the ground.
I know. But that's too funny.
Anyway.
Wait, you want to know something? There was a topic that I wanted to talk about with love this is what I wanted to say.
Yes, darling.
Do not get comfortable with the uncomfortableness. A lot of times people, out of desperation and loneliness, they go back to their old habits. They go back to their old relationships that didn't serve them then. It's not going to serve you now. And then what happens is that when two people are away from each other for a while, or because they're so lonely, they remember only the good things about their partner. Then when they're stupid enough to get back with them, within a matter of days, weeks, maybe it's a month, all of a sudden all those things that irritated you about them starts to surface again, and nothing has changed at all. And you're hoping that they've changed, and you end up going right back into that same situation. because the reason why for this is the reason why bad things keep on happening in those relationships that keep on relooping because the original problem has been never really healed. You mask it all the time and you get caught up in the happy moment, and because you're lonely or because you want what you want. But also accept your partner for who they are and not what just you want them to be. Because a lot of times people try to fall in love with their partner of who they used to be, but they evolved to be something else. You know, they're not the same person as they were in the yesterday. Maybe they're not as loving. They're not as trying.
Wait a minute. So let's say you have a relationship and a life with this person, and this person is not who you used to be. Oh, wow. Who she used to be. So what do? Just throw it all away?
You throw it all away.
You throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, in the garbage. It's just like Kramer.
Right.
Goodbye. It's gone. Zip. No, seriously.
No, honestly.
But the thing is,
there's a lot of people stuck out there.
No, there is a lot of people stuck. But the thing is, if you are caught in a situation where you keep on experiencing the same crap over and over again.
And you have decisions.
The thing is, you have to be able to speak with your partner to try to resolve whatever it is that's bothering you.
Right.
Because communication is very, very important in a relationship.
Yes.
And if they're not willing to help you fix the situation or help them fix their situation or whatever, and you get caught in that same grind, then it's not going to help itself. It's not going to work itself out, you know?
And so, if that's the case, then you really have to do some soul searching.
You have to do some soul searching.
And it's a very difficult spot to get out of, especially if you've been together for a very long time.
So what happens, what's healthy to do, because my mom had to do this by staying with my dad for like 60 years too long.
Wow.
They were married for 63 years
God
or something
bless.
Like that. Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah, really. Gave her, you know, everyone said she deserved the Purple Heart for being with my father for so long. And, so what she did, what she learned through therapy, because she had to speak to somebody, she said you need to develop a life with your friends and with your other family members or whoever makes you happy and kind of separate yourself from your spouse, because if you are very codependent on one another, whether it be emotionally or financially, then you need to start doing things that's going to nurture your soul so that you could be happy under the circumstances, or the happiest you can be under the circumstances. So a lot of times I tell people, you know, when I do my little psychic counseling, I say you need to start dating your spouse again,
right.
Or you need to start dating your partner again, because a lot of times they get caught up in their work, they get caught up in the family life, they
right.
only stay as mommy, they only stay as daddy,
right.
And they're not really having that charisma like they once did in that relationship, and they need to try to get back together again in that way so that they can have fun again. And it's not just about the sex, but it's about making love with life itself and not just inside the bedroom. You know, so if you don't do something about it, basically you're screwed, and not in a good way.
And that's that.
But that's what I would do if I was president.
So we started this conversation with love for the same family.
Screw them! Screw them all! We went from love to hate. I can't stand looking at your face.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I want to tell you this, folks. I want all of you this beautiful Valentine's Day to do something nice for yourselves. Don't wait for anybody to do something nice for you. Do it for yourself.
But you want to know something. If you want to make your partner really special, make them feel really special, try to do something very special for them that like really makes it very personalized.
Yeah.
And it's not just
– oh, I know what I can do for my husband.
And it's just not generic.
Yeah. One thing that he would love – not to wear pink underwear, because there's always, every time I do the whites, there's always a pink sock in there, and the whites come out pink.
Really?
Yeah, really. I have this problem. I think he would like to wear like white tidy whities.
You didn't get that from Victoria's Secret? You didn't sneak something
his
in
stuff?
From
Victoria?
Yeah.
I don't get his stuff. Victoria's Secret?
I'm joking.
Oh.
She's taking me seriously.
Because I don't know. I don't go to Victoria's Secret. They don't have plus size.
Yeah, I've never seen one of the walking angels walking out in plus size.
Let me tell you something. There's something about being Zoptic.
What the hell is that?
You don't know what Zoptic is and you're Jewish?
Oh, trust me, most people who are listening right now don't know what you just said.
Zoptic is beautiful, voluptuous, and rounded.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not a stick figure. Let's put it that way. I'm not a blimp, but I'm not a stick figure either.
As my friend would say, Artie, you're a legend in your own mind.
Yeah, and I am a legend in my own mind.
That's right.
But I
and
do
you're
know,
gorgeous.
Thank you. But I do know I can't do the whites right. So if I do the whites right with no pink sock in it anywhere, and you can have really white clothes, you'd be so happy.
But if I wake up with pink ribbons in my hair,
tie
I'm telling
ribbon.
You, fists are going to be flying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
anyway.
But so you want to know what would also be great? Do what? Something special for somebody, a friend of yours, who totally is not expecting anything from you whatsoever for Valentine's. Just a friend who you appreciate or a coworker or somebody else, and not just a love one. And you don't have to make it super romantic, but just – to let you know that you were thinking about them.
You know what I did?
That's awesome. What did you do?
Okay, I made a donation.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I did.
That's fantastic.
I made a donation.
Great. Who'd you donate to?
Myself. No.
To the sky. The Festivus. She learned from Seinfeld. Festivus.
Right. I took it out of my husband's account. I put it into my. No, I'm only kidding. I actually made a donation.
It was the biggest donation of your life.
You
and it went in my account.
Show, look, to the Catholic Appeals. These people, they actually help hungry people, people without clothing, people without shelter, you know, the homeless, you know. So I decided that
that's very nice.
I would like to
I am
make
very
a
proud of
donation.
You. I am very
year.
Proud of you.
Thank you. And on such a great day of Valentine's Day,
they are going to use that.
They're going to love it.
They're going to use that $1.25.
Actually,
I'm just kidding.
Actually, it was a large donation, which I'll not say because my husband's
$2.50. I'm sorry.
$5.36.
There you go. Yeah. Not to mention some bubble gum.
So I decided to do that for
and
my gift.
She sent Swedish fishies. That was very nice of you. All right, everybody, we got to go for a break. You're with Artie and Sky, two beautiful people, and we love you.
Misguided.
That's right, voluptuous Sky and skinny Artie. So
you're
stick
pretty
around.
Voluptuous.
I know. So, stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The show with Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel.
We're in the home stretch.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
We're in the home stretch of another 2-hour show.
Did 2 hours go already?
It went by very fast.
Holy crow. When we were together, it like time flies.
It does.
It's unbelievable.
It does when we have something to talk about, which is every week.
Every time.
No, it only goes by fast whenever we have something to talk about, which is every week.
Well, you know me. I'm never at a loss for words.
I mean, the girl... The girl has a conversation with people at a funeral, you know, like we're not just the people standing, the people lying down also.
It's true.
It's like nonstop.
It's so true because I had gone to a friend of mine's mother's wake and she had to have been cremated and the cremains were up on the platform, like a table. And believe it or not, I was getting messages from spirit. Mm-hmm. And I began to tell everybody what the messages were and everything. And I felt like a horse is behind because like I didn't know whether or not. Well, actually, let me start it this way. The person who gave the eulogy was a Christian minister woman. And she happened to have been best friends with this woman who passed. And I gave her. After the lecture or ceremony, whatever
right.
the words
the
were,
eulogy,
I went over to her and I didn't realize what she was actually. And I went ahead and I said, you know, I'm a medium and I just want to tell you that your friend, Mrs. Whatever, I won't use any names. She has something to tell you. And I told her what she had to say. And she says, well, you know, I am a Christian minister. And I says, oh, my goodness. I said to myself, I says, this is going to be.
So did you say, praise the Lord, hallelujah?
No, I sunk in my chair. I says, you know what? This is going to be a lecture from hell.
Yeah.
But anyway, it wasn't. And she was very, very open to what I had to say. And she said to me that she was also very clairvoyant. And I almost fell on the floor. And she says, believe it or not, that she happened to have felt exactly what I was telling her that was correct. And the things that I did mention to her, nobody would have known. They were very personal, intimate things that I did mention to her. And she really thanked me. I mean, she had tears in her eyes and everything. It was amazing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Before I came here, you know, I did a reading right nearby.
Yeah.
And so I was at the guy's house. And he extremely skeptical.
Yes.
Very, very skeptical. And
I love skeptics.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I. And so he was ready to challenge me from the get go or trying to prove me or like I'm judging him or this or the house or the picture or whatever. Because for me, I usually like to look at pictures when I do mediumship. And I'm not judging the picture because I do tell the people you can give me a picture of the person who's 90 and you give me a picture of them when they were 2. Mm, I just want to pick up on the energy. That's
right.
All. And so I'm giving them accurate, detailed, specific information. And he's looking at me with this smile and he goes, did you look up my information?
Oh, I hate when they do that.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh,
and I said to him,
come on.
I said to him right back, I said,
are you serious?
I said to him, you never gave me your last name. I don't even know your last name. And he just stopped for a moment, like laughing. He goes, you're right. I never did give you my last name.
But how could you look up? Come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Do you think I'm going to take – if I do 30 readings in a week, let's say, do you think I'm going to stop and look every single person up? And how do I know? How about parties? There's people there that you don't even know.
From Shanghai, right, exactly.
There's no way.
Like, with us, what Sky and I are 110% true blue psychics and mediums. There's no doubt about it. We do not or ever have looked up anybody's information, regardless of who might be a skeptic with us. It makes no difference. And we don't even have to try to prove ourselves. We are who we are.
Exactly.
The information flows into our mind. And it just happens, you know.
And if it doesn't make sense now, it'll make sense
later. But
I'll tell you what I did on Wednesday.
Tell me what you did on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, I took a day for myself, and I went driving around, and I decided to stop at Dunkin' Donuts. And I hate Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And I decided I was going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Why? I don't know. I'm on a diet. I'm not eating donuts. I just wanted a cup of coffee. So I walked in there, and the girl behind the counter, I just saw behind her, her sister and a male figure. And she was a sweet young girl, maybe in her late 20s, early 30s. And I said to her, I went over to her as she was asking me what I wanted. I said, I'd like to have a hazelnut coffee, please, with skim milk and some Equal. And she said, I said to her, I'm a psychic medium, and I need to tell you that you have a sister figure and a male friend just standing right behind you. And I says, the male is coming up first. I didn't know her name. I didn't know how old she was at the time. I didn't even know, you know, all I saw was, and it's not actual seeing, it's the feeling of seeing. She says, oh my God, she says, my friend was shot. My male friend was shot in front of my house with 3 bullets to the head. And she says, yes, my sister did pass away a couple of years ago. And then I told her that her sister was with her when she was shopping, and that she says that she's sending her a boyfriend. And her message to her was, don't look at so much about how he dresses. Look at what's inside of his heart. With that, she starts to cry. She grabs her mouth and she's like looking at me like a deer in the headlights. And she says, you know, she used to tell me that all the time. So just the littlest little thing that you wouldn't think was a big deal is such a monumental deal from the other side to the person you're talking to.
What makes me laugh is that...
And how could I have... I've never even met this girl. I mean, I didn't know her name or anything.
What makes me laugh is that you could say 25 things to somebody that's on cue, and they don't care about 24 things. There's just that one thing that people hold on to, and they're happy.
Absolutely.
And that's all that counts. That's all that matters. Hey, listen, unfortunately, I know there's a Tammy out there in New Jersey, and unfortunately we ran out of time. So listen, Tammy, I want you to email me. I want you to go to ArtieHoffman.com, and I will answer one question of yours, because you were nice enough to wait,
patient.
And we feel very bad. And, you know, ArtieHoffman.com. And my email's on there. So just check it out, and I will answer your one question or what you got going on. All right? I'm sorry. And Sky is sorry.
Yes, I'm very sorry, Tammy.
And so any case, but we have to wrap up.
Really?
We have to wrap up our Valentine's show.
Well, you guys have a wonderful, blessed Valentine's Day. And I hope that, you know, it's not so much about what you get physically.
Yes, it is. It's all about what you get. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm thinking of less materialistic, but more. The biggest gift that you get is the gift of love and a renewal of love to those of you who have spouses and long-term
and
boyfriends.
Most of all, love yourself.
Yes.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, happiness, health, and prosperity, and may the love just May love and happiness follow you wherever you go, and never give up your faith. Right. Even during the hardest times, you never, yes, never want to give up your faith. That's when it has to be even stronger. So keep an open heart, an open mind. Share your love with others. Mostly love yourself.
Yes.
And allow yourself to love the Spirit of the Holy Spirit and God and your angels. Acknowledge them, and they will help you. Always ask for their help, and they will come to your rescue, and they will. You'll see. You will get answers and help.
Every morning, get up and just say hello to the Holy Spirit and your angels. Invite them in, and they will be with you all day.
Yes, they will. So
we
just
love
say
you guys.
Yes, we do. And say your positive affirmations. So until next week, everybody, happy Valentine's
Day.
Happy
Valentine's
Day. We love you.
Yes, we do.
And you take care. And until next week, ta-ta.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com. Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.